An innovative new warning system will help keep beachgoers safe while enjoying Lake Michigan this summer using technology for good. Andrew Lundberg, Grand Haven State Park Supervisor, joins us on the line to explain to us how this will work. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, first, I guess let's start with what was the old way of perusing the water and making sure people were safe?
Previous to this system, we would fly flags at set distances throughout the beach that we would change based on water conditions, and they were spaced quite a ways apart. And then we had life rings that were stationed along the water's edge about every 300 feet spacing or so.
So then the follow-up is, what's different? What's new?
So we kind of took those two things and we meshed them together. So we still have the life rings in the same areas on the beach. But in addition to just a life ring there, there's now a pole. And at the top of that, it has LED lights that correspond to the traditional flag colors that beachgoers would be used to, the red, yellow, green, and then double red for when water access is closed. So we've combined those into one unit, and with it being electronic and web-enabled, it's able to receive updates from the National Weather Service so that it can be updated in real time. And then also staff that are on site that are trained in water observations are able to also manually change those lights as they see conditions change. And then another very big feature about them is the life rings, where before they just hung on a post. Now they are also connected into this system so that when a life ring is removed from the holder, it automatically sends an emergency alert to the local 911 center, as well as alerting all of our buildings in the park, as well as park staff. So we have nearly real-time notification when an emergency exists.
Andrew, the electronic beach warning system, technology is something else, and it's just really a valuable addition. But you're going to get those who say, we still should have lifeguards. This shouldn't replace lifeguards. And I know it's been a lifeguard shortage, but what are your thoughts on the role of lifeguards versus the technology in beach safety?
Well, I'm responsible for Grand Haven State Park, and I can discuss the towers that we've put in, but lifeguards, that comes down to that's a statewide policy and decision. So our chief can answer that question, but that's more of a statewide level for that response.
Okay. So I got to ask you, I mean, the notion of rip currents, of course, we see the flags on beaches when we visit Florida and places like that, and we think of rip currents there. You know, traditionally, we don't think about that in the Great Lakes. How severe are they? And in some cases, what are the consequences? How often are they involved in drownings?
They are very, very prevalent, especially depending on, you'll see them on any Great Lake shoreline. And then in Grand Haven, for example, we also have the pier there, which that creates a structural current. So we see a rip current, we see longshore currents, and we also see structural currents. So there is a lot going on in the water that the untrained eye might not see. So my staff spends a lot of time trying to educate visitors when we see them out there, pointing out those things. But they are very prevalent on all of our Great Lakes shorelines. And we do try to provide messaging throughout our parks. But sadly, there are still many instances where people do get caught up in those currents and don't understand what is going on there. They can have tragic results.
If we do find ourselves, and I got caught in one once and had to, in the middle of the ocean, refresh my memory about what the appropriate thing to do when you discover yourself in one of those, what do we do?
If you find yourself caught in a rip current and you want to just flip onto your back and float, try to relax. The current will naturally take you out from the shoreline. And as you get out, you want to try to swim out of it to the side so that you're kind of swimming parallel to shore. And that'll let you get out of that. And then once you're out, then you're able to swim back into shores.
The hardest part is don't panic.
Right.
Just try and float.
Exactly. Yeah. Or try to power your way through it, and then you end up getting exhausted.
Right.
Yes, yeah. If you try to swim against that current, you'll waste a lot of energy, and that can really tire you out quickly.
This electronic system is called SwimSmart, and it's Michigan-based. Is that correct?
Yes. So SwimSmart is a company based out of Marquette, and they have products at several beaches throughout Michigan that are kind of their initial product that they introduced. It was a traffic light when you come to the beach. It just had a red, yellow, and green. And we had looked at that several years ago, and we've worked with them and internally and kind of developed this new system. We had a whole list of additional things we wanted to do to enhance that communication between both the park user and being able to alert emergency services. So, but it has been great working with a Michigan-based company.
And with the success of this initiative, Andrew, in Grand Haven, you look for similar electronic beach warning systems being implemented in the state parks across Michigan?
So Grand Haven is the first to pilot this program. So the park system will be monitoring it. And I know I'll have lots of inquiries of how it goes. Mm-hmm. But that would be, I think, is the hope that if this is a successful system, which we feel it will be, that then the next steps would be to roll those out to additional beaches that are high usage beaches and things like that.
Andrew, I just a few years ago spent my senior skip day at your beach. For those that in Southeast
recently,
just not that long ago, for those in Southeast Michigan that don't have never been to Grand Haven State Park, tell us why it's so special.
It's very unique. I mean, it's a half mile of shoreline. It's beautiful. There is a pier with two separate lighthouses on it. And what makes us a little more unique than a lot of the other beaches in Michigan is that there's a boardwalk that takes you right into downtown Grand Haven. I mean, it's a short 5-minute walk and you're right there. So there's kind of just a little bit of everything for everybody there. You know, it's a great place. If nobody's ever come to visit, I'd highly recommend they come check it
there.
Out.
I've been there. It's great. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What's just inquiring minds, what's the water temperature this morning?
I have not been updated on that yet, but I can tell you yesterday it was 62 degrees, and my staff is actually preparing this morning to put in the swim area marker buoys. So. And I know when they put their toes in, they said it didn't feel too bad. So temperatures are definitely coming up. Okay. So if the weather cooperates this weekend, we're expecting a busy holiday weekend.
Well, swimming, you know, is essential to summer. This weekend is the unofficial start to summer. And the Smart Tower is just the latest effort to make Lake Michigan safer for swimmers. Andrew Lundborg, Grand Haven State Park Supervisor, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, and have a good weekend.
You as well.
Thank you.
62?
It sounds wonderful.
It's not for me.
Not chilly.
That's toasty.
Coming up next on JR Morning, Michigan Central Station, you know, it's just going to be this huge party as they reopen. What's it mean for a business owner who's been in Corktown for quite some time? Marie Osborne's going to have that story at 8:49.